vacationers. That'll be me later on this week. I'll keep you updated. Everyone can tag along.
Wait,
with
when
me
do
if
you leave?
I leave Friday night.
Oh, man.
So all next week, it will be, well, not me. I know that, for one thing. I don't know who's going to be in here.
I think it's Shauna.
Is it Shauna in the morning?
I think so.
Shauna and Michelle. Holding it down.
Holding it down.
While I'm gone. I'll be listening to you guys on the beach.
No, you will not.
Yes, I will.
Stop lying.
Most certainly I will be.
Get out of here.
Keeping tabs, seeing what's going on, and all that.
Please.
Yeah. Hey, I have some dumb criminal story for you. Well, one, okay, this, remember last week this woman turned her husband back in after he was mistakenly released from prison?
She's yes,
like,
I
no,
do
you can,
that.
No, you need to go back. This is a mistake. Someone did something wrong. You need to go back to jail. This is kind of like that, but a little different. A woman in Illinois was so happy with police that she pulled, or that they pulled her husband over for going through a stop sign. One of those rolling stops, okay? We all know what a rolling stop is. You come to a stop sign where you're just tapping those brakes. I'm sure you've done it a time or two, Michelle.
Maybe, here and there.
Even though you're a law-abiding citizen, we've all done the rolling stop.
Right.
Well, dude finally got pulled over, but let off with just a warning. Mm-hmm. But his wife, not happy with just a warning. She wrote a note to the police department saying this thing exactly. Quote, the thing is, I have warned him about this previously. That sounds like a wife. I've warned you about running that stop sign. You get on Chadley about how he drives.
All the time.
She went on to say, so he's had plenty of warnings. Next time, please ticket him. He deserves it. Of course, the police department did what? Well, they shared that on Facebook for for everybody to see. They said, thank you, Mrs. Anonymous. It made our day. Yeah, you women in the back, you backseat drivers, just take a chill pill.
My husband does the same thing when I'm driving.
Why? Do you have a lead foot?
No, well, I am like a...
He tells you to go faster.
No, it's about, I don't know. Sometimes I'm a Sunday driver where I just like to cruise, and other times I'm like a crazy NASCAR driver, and I'm like, get out of my way. You know what I mean?
You can't have the best of both worlds.
I know.
Have to pick a happy medium.
I know. Sometimes I'm in a hurry. Sometimes
my wife's the worst. She's the worst. She'll just be on her phone, then look up, slow down. Back to her phone. Slow down. The curb coming up. I'm the one driving. You're the one actually on your phone.
Chad does that too. He's like, you're not even paying any attention. I'm like, yes, I am.
Right.
Because we have one eye on the road
and one eye on... You look up and you see a vehicle and you're like, whoa, slow down. Why are you going so fast? You literally just looked up and there happened to be a car right there.
No.
I'm changing lanes.
Us women, we are multitaskers, especially in the car. We want to make sure everyone is okay. So we are on our phones, watching the kids, and watching your driving.
Can do it all.
Yes.
I promise dumb criminals.
What an
and
idiot.
I will deliver. All right.
Idiot.
This guy got out of jail in Florida and then shortly went back after he could not pay his taxi driver, who was taking him home then. From jail. I'll explain right now. Florida Today reports Charles Folk was arrested over the weekend, charged with petty theft. I don't know what he stole. This story doesn't go on to say that because that's not the juiciest part of the story. Right outside of the county jail, he hailed a taxi. As if anybody does that anymore. Come on, bro. Just get your phone out. Go to Uber or Lyft.
Right.
Get a taxi home. But it was a good 30 miles from his house. Once he arrived after midnight, dude said, hey, just got out of jail. I clearly don't have any money, but you know, thanks for the ride. Taxi driver's like, nah, no, dude. You owe me my money. Then the dude's family came out, brother and sister. Then there was a big fight. Because, see, the guy that came out of jail was like, come on, loan me some money. Loan me some money. Let me pay the taxi driver. They said, no, no money for you. And then the cops showed up and then, of course, took the man right back to jail.
Oh,
he was
nice.
Out. He was only out. He was only out for about 30 miles plus 10 minutes or so.
Wow.
Not a lot of time.
What an idiot.
Not a lot of time. Investigators in the state of Montana say a woman armed with a machete. Get this. We've all had a crazy ex or a crazy significant other.
Who just has a machete hanging out?
She had a machete, broke into her ex-boyfriend's home, was not home at the time, but when he arrived, then ordered him to undress and make love with her. Yes.
What?
All with the machete in hand. Now listen, we all like a little foreplay every now and then.
Well, you stop.
But sometimes things can go above and beyond and get a little dangerous. Samantha Mears, accused of breaking into this guy's home, who, like I said, was not home, but when he returned, was ordered to disrobe and then make love with his ex. He said he did so out of fear. And after the two made coitus, if you will, lady just sat there in his bed, and then he found time to get out, make
people
a phone call.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. People are crazy. Charged with assault, aggravated burglary, and she's just straight cray-cray.
Hashtag cray-cray.
I mean, to do all that with a machete, I mean, listen.
Dang, girl.
Things are flopping around and dangling.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Listen.
Okay, come on.
Idiots.
Can't be doing that.
Idiots.
Have you ever done anything crazy to an ex-girlfriend?
Never.
Please.
Never.
Please.
You, look at me. You think I'm the crazy type? I just let it roll right off my back. Just like this whole LeBron thing.
LeBron James.
Just girl, please.
Just let it.
I'm
what,
not buying
what's the
it.
Saying? I have
zero level of concern at this stage.
That's my saying. Thought we retired that this morning.
I cannot listen to any more of his sound bites.
By the way,
stop.
If you missed our official goodbye where Michelle even got teary eyed, and
I had to go to the bathroom.
And we retired. That's TMI.
I was so mad I could not stop crying.
You look yourself in the mirror and say, Michelle.
Get it together, girl.
You get yourself together. Smack yourself. You get yourself together.
He is not worth your tears.
But if you missed any of that, you can go back to the podcast section and listen to Michelle cry herself to an oblivion right here on the radio.
This is agonizing, this LeBron James stuff.
Big Z Sports podcast later today, too. Right at 10 a.m. or shortly thereafter, we will let you guys into our minds as to how we feel about what's going on, and even let you know maybe what's into the future now for the Cavs. They keep some of these players that they have. It's just a chain reaction. Did I say that to you last night?
Mm-hmm.
You brought something up about the Q renovations and will
just
this happen?
Businesses.
Will that happen?
Right.
Yeah, there's a chain reaction with LeBron leaving. Not just our basketball team sucking again.
I know, and you know what's so funny is I keep seeing comments on Twitter that people, because I put that out on Twitter, and I've had a couple people message me and say, well, the Indians, you know, they'll keep the businesses in downtown thriving. And I'm just thinking to myself, have you been to an Indians game? Their attendance is at, like, a record low.
Yeah, Monday through
nobody goes to Indians games.
No.
It's depressing.
Monday through Thursday, low attendance. The weekend, you'll get
Yeah, but you can't rely on when they're in and out of town twice a month. You know what I mean? It just, people just don't get it. Like, I know that.
Vent girl. People don't get it.
They just don't get it. Because the Cavs, they brought in so much, and especially come playoff time, they were always guaranteed, well, not guaranteed, but it was likely that they were going to be in the playoffs.
No more finals.
Right.
Hope we enjoyed
it. Well, you know what?
It.
I actually think, well, no, I don't want to say
that.
What
do you mean?
I don't know.
Don't say anything
foolish.
I'm not
going to say anything foolish.
Don't pull a Dan Gilbert where you,
I know,
where you say something you
I'm
regret.
I'm just trying to be optimistic here, people.
Thanks, Michelle.
I just don't want to, I don't want to see them go into what, a team that we're not talking about anymore.
We all need backseat drivers and we all need optimists, and that's you.
That's what I'm here for.
No problem. Hey, okay, Babbling Brook, she's right around the corner. And remember later that Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge. That vehicle will be out and about in Newcomerstown all week long. IGA Market, and then this Friday at First Town Days Parade. So make sure you guys get out there, find that vehicle. All the details at WTUZ.com. Facebook and Twitter, too. The posts are up there so you can find out what it's all about. Win that Hall of Fame prize package. It's Josh Grayson on Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. Babbling Brook joining me.
Hi. Happy Monday.
Why, hello. How was your weekend? I mean, listen, you cannot ask for warmer, tropical-like weather.
I know. It was pretty hot, but we stayed pretty cool. Going to the pool every day. Pool.
What pool? You know somebody who just has the hookup? Or?
We have a friend. We have friends who have a pool.
It's always nice to know someone.
Yes. And then we also go to the Atwood Yacht Club pool. so we did that a couple times. I mean, you had to be in water somewhere.
Or inside.
In the air conditioning.
Last night, I had to cut the grass because vacation for me later this week. Then I have to cut the in-laws' grass still at some point. So I said I have to do both within, 5 days. So I did mine last night, and I did not want to. But I started when it was, 7 o'clock. No, hold on. Maybe when it was, 5:30. My fault.
Okay.
And big mistake.
Still really hot.
It wore me out. Oh, yeah. Wore me out.
I want to wait until 8, right before it gets dark. Mm. Then you can get out there.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, you have Z News for us.
I do. All right. In this day in history, back in 1881, President James A. Garfield was shot by Charles Guiteau at the Washington Railroad Station, and he died the following September.
James A. Garfield from Northeast Ohio.
I thought you were going to go, ding.
I should have. I'm more like...
I'll do it for you.
Also from Northeast Ohio. That guy right there.
Yes. In 1937, Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific while attempting to make the first round of the world flight along the equator.
So she was with someone?
She was.
I didn't know she was with... I thought she was alone.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
1961, Ernest Hemingway shot himself to death at his home in Idaho. And then in 1997, Men in Black with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones opens in theaters in the U.S. They grossed more than $250 million in America.
Great
alone.
Movie. Even better song that came
it
along
was.
With it.
Yeah. The second one was good, too. I like that one.
Yeah, it's a reach.
That's all right.
It was a reach.
Yeah. The holidays for today, it's I Forgot Day. That's my holiday every day.
I forgot there was a second Men in Black until you brought it up.
Right. It's Freedom from Fear of Speaking Day, Made in the USA Day, and World UFO Day.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of space news.
It is.
Unidentified flying objects.
Right. Morgan Evans is going to be performing Kiss Somebody on The Bachelorette this evening. That starts on at 8. And then Devin Dawson, he'll perform Asking for a Friend on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Very
so
nice.
A lot of country going on this evening. And Randy Houser, he's going to be coming out with a new single, What Whiskey Does.
First time in a couple years
we've
heard from him, right?
Yes. That's going to be out on July 23rd. So
he's telling us about it.
The first single probably from, his new album.
Yeah, so he's telling us about it, but we still have to wait a good 2 weeks until it comes out.
2 weeks? That's it? No.
July 23rd is what you said when it comes out.
3 weeks, isn't it?
Well, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. Don't jump too far ahead.
I'm sorry.
Although I do go on vacation pretty soon after that, so I'm kind of looking forward to that one. And then Brett Eldridge, he is going to have a second Christmas album.
Yeah, it's weird. They already start recording these Christmas albums.
Yeah. Well,
so
everybody
it's 90,
wanted him to, I think. And so he said, all right, let's do it.
So it's 90 outside and then they have to go in studio and
yes.
spread some cheer.
Right. I know. That'd be kind of weird.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. But some of the songs on there, Silent Night, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Wow.
Maybe It's Cold Outside.
If Michelle were still here, she had to bolt for her meeting. She would let us know, and she would know how many days until
Christmas.
Christmas Day, yeah.
Ugh.
She would know.
I don't even want to go there.
She would know how many days and then how many Fridays.
Yes, she would.
She'd have it all broken down for us. That's Babbling Brook on a Monday. Listen, we're all busy.
Yes.
Around here today.
Yes, we are.
Par for the course with a short week and everything.
Right.